The details of a retention and recruitment initiative are being ironed out for the Timmins Police Service. While the Timmins Police Service Board is working on a retention and recruitment initiative, few details are known. The item was on the agenda for today's meeting, with the details being talked about in camera. After the meeting, Chief Dan Foy said that the board has been actively working with the Timmins Police Association to advance the initiatives. The details, I can't release until approved by the board. We've been preparing for the release and we should have something more tangible, if not later this week, early next week, said Foy after the meeting. In the past few months, the municipal force has lost about 5 or 6 officers who have either left the profession or moved to another service, he said. Today's meeting included the resignation of Const. David Ainsworth, who has been there for 14 years. His last day is March 12th and he's asked for an exit interview, said Foy. The board also received veteran Const. Tom Butchikowski's retirement, which is effective on March 31st. Since January 2022, 9 new officers have been taken on, including some who are currently at Ontario Police College. At full complement, the service is approved for 96 officers. Right now, Foy said there are about 80 officers. Some of the initiatives being considered are incentives. Because they haven't been approved, Foy didn't comment on whether the cost is already in the police service's 2023 budget approved last year. Those details are not known right now and I can't discuss that until reviewed by the board, he said. In general, Foy said recruiting in policing is difficult right now. If we look at the number of ads that we see in regards to policing and emergency services, it's been a challenge for everyone including the Timmins Police Service. For us, we've been actively working to develop a plan for recruitment and retention and we're in the final stages of these plans and they're being reviewed by the board, he said. During the public portion of the board meeting, Chair Kramer Granke emphasized that retaining the current employees is a focus. We're not just putting on a recruitment campaign, we have 136 employees that are with us now that we do want to keep. So there is a balancing act that the board has been portraying in our discussions that as much as we need to recruit, like anyone else in the world, retaining employees is a very valid concern and a very valid initiative that is being undertaken by many organizations in the public and private sectors, he said.